As we enter the Word of God in this Mass of the Resurrection, we find the women on their way to the tomb of Jesus. And we have to imagine what was really going through their minds at this time. You know, they had witnessed his crucifixion, his death. They probably were profoundly saddened and wondering why. Why? Not unlike us as we enter this Eucharist and we ask why. Why the coronavirus? Why are people dying? Why are people sick? What's happening? What's taking place? With all of that in their hearts, they came to the tomb. And they experienced the earthquake and then the tomb opening and the lightning and the angel there on top of the stone. And for them, it had to be a moment in which they were afraid, truly afraid. Power beyond themselves, not unlike ourselves in this day, we find ourselves afraid. And yet, we hear the angel saying to them, as he says to us, in the midst of the fear, in the midst of the concern, I know you are seeking Jesus crucified. He's not here. He's been raised, just as he said, raised from the dead. Come, see the place where they lay him. By the way, the altar is a sign of the empty tomb for each of us. Every time we celebrate the Eucharist, but especially tonight. And the women probably found themselves beginning to hope. Really beginning to hope. And that's really part of the invitation for us tonight, that it is in Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, that hope really happens. It is the hope of God's love, the hope of God's life, and the hope of God's presence in our lives. I remember my mother and father both shared their faith with me and my brothers and, of course, their children. And as people of faith, it was a journey for them. There were high moments and there were some low moments, too. There came that time, 9 years ago, when my father was on his deathbed, and it was really a time in which we were in vigil, 24/7, with him, that he would have someone with him. And so on the last night before he passed, I was with him in the wee hours of the morning, And up until that moment of that week, he had not said almost anything. But he sat up in bed, and he began to talk to someone, and I couldn't tell exactly who he was talking to initially. And then I realized who it was because of the way the conversation was going. I could hear my dad's side of it. It was my mother, and she had died 11 years before that. And Mama was talking to him about life after death. And she was saying to him, today is the day. Today is the day. My dad, in his own wonderful way, began to argue with her whether that was the day or not. And of course, I'm sitting there hearing your side of the conversation and saying, Dad, for the first time in your life, please listen to her. Please listen. That day he passed. And we celebrated the Mass of the Resurrection for him, celebrated his life, and it really, in the moment of his passing, became really causing St. Paul's letter to the Romans to us to just leap off the page. And this is really what the women at the tomb came to know. Are you unaware that you who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And so as we went into the water, we literally died to our old selves, our sinful selves. We were indeed buried with him in baptism. And so, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life because of our baptisms. That was the promise for my dad. That was the promise, that's the promise for each and every one of us that's baptized in Christ Jesus. That's what we celebrate tonight. The hope of sharing life eternal with Christ. And knowing that he is very much with us. For as the gospel continues, we hear that Jesus appeared to those women who loved him so much, they had to go to the tomb that day. They loved him that much. And hopefully it's the same for us, that we love him that much, that we have to have him in our lives. Jesus said to them, "Behold, do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." And the women didn't run away. The women held on to his feet. They grasped it, for that was their life. That was their hope. And that is who Jesus is for us. Our hope and our life in the resurrection of Christ. And so as we enter into this Eucharist of the resurrection, it is a time for us to really be reminded that as he is present to us in his body and his blood, it is the risen Lord Jesus, the same Lord Jesus, who appeared to those women outside of the tomb. It is the same Lord Jesus that appeared to the apostles. It is the same Lord Jesus in whom we have been baptized and died with him so that we may rise with him and live with him forever.